Streaming into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, taking center stage and thanking his family. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz last night accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president.
Hope, Gus, and Gwen, you are my entire world, and I love you.
Former President Bill Clinton was also there, noting he's now 78 years old.
And the only personal vanity I want to assert is I'm still younger than Donald Trump.
Tonight, Kamala Harris accepts the nomination and delivers her speech. Quiet on the rails. Both of Canada's national rail companies have shut out nearly 10,000 workers, conductors, engineers, dispatchers. Those freight lines carry $750 million worth of goods every day, as well as commuters in big Canadian cities. The last body of the six still missing after the Italian superyacht sinking this weekend, located but not yet brought to the surface. This is ABC News. Search teams in Montana's Glacier National Park looking for a climber who got separated from his group and then vanished. Things getting a little racy at a pep rally, and now a high school principal in Fresno, California is facing some serious questions.
A mascot appears to give the principal of Buhack Colony High School, Robert Nunez, a simulated lap dance. Nunez switches places, appearing to do the same, then fires confetti from his pants. Before standing up with a suggestive dance, parent Ryan Atterbury's 14-year-old son recorded the incident.
Hey, these are your kids. This is what they're seeing.
One parent who supports Nunez.
I do believe that the kids liked the pep rally. They thought it was fun.
School officials confirm Nunez is now on administrative leave.
ABC's Derek Dennis. A monster of a diamond dug out of the earth in Botswana. The stone weighing just shy of 2,500 carats. It's the only bigger diamond was mined in South Africa 100 years ago. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
The bipartisan infrastructure law is also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Paradise County Fair is back in town this weekend. Starting today, you can find multiple fun events, including such things as the opening ceremonies at 9 a.m., a horse show at 1 p.m., a petting zoo at 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., there's going to be a magic show at 3 p.m. From 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Miss Teen Wisconsin USA Olivia Negri will be all around the fair, offering pictures and an autographed card. From 4 to 7, there's going to be free monster truck rides over at the grass area by the theater. 5 p.m., there's going to be a roving robot all around the fair. Be sure to keep an eye out for him. 5 to 8 p.m., there's going to be music by Shane Kronberger in the center tent. 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., there's going to be Remax hot air balloon rides in the parking lot. And you can't forget the carnival rides happening from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Midway. These are just a few of the fun events happening at the fair. And don't forget, the fair is going to be here all through Sunday. So be sure to stop on by. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers' A.J. Dillon with a neck injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big. Only because because you never know if this is my last time playing for them or what. So it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The confrontation on the field was balls and strikes in the neck.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons, the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neiser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361 State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
An appeal verdict for RCR. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat, cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The National Motorsports Appeals Panel heard the appeal yesterday from Richard Childress Racing regarding the penalties Austin Dillon and the team received following the last lap incident at the Richmond Raceway 10 days ago. The three-person panel of Tom Deloche, Kelly Housby, and Tommy Wheeler upheld the point penalty and Dillon's win not counting toward playoff eligibility, saying in a statement that, quote, the line was crossed. The three-race suspension for Dillon's spotter, Brandon Benesch, was amended to one race, or time served, after he missed last weekend's event in Michigan. Richard Childress Racing plans to appeal the decision to the final appellate officer. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, a little breezy, low of 57. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 79 on Saturday, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
98 Q Country.
Pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls.
God bless Texas. Texas.
To New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side, cleaned up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. Looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. Took the baby, Mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, honey, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess she did.
people coming, I'm just lying here thinking about you. I'm in deep, falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're gonna do. Over at the lake and down by the river, you can feel it start to rise. I wanna jump in my car, go wherever you are, 'cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long, hot summer. Wish you'd be together with your feet up on the dashboard now, singing along with the radio. It's such a beautiful sound. And when they say my name in the middle of the day, I swear I see the stars come out. And when you hold my hand in the back of my mind, I'm just waiting on the sun to go down. I wanna see your brown skin shimmer in the sun for the first time. I gotta be the one who knows just what to do to you to get me that smile. One chance of meeting you were walking by me on the street and I said hi. And that was the beginning of my heart spinning like these wheels in my head tonight.
My heart. Dancing in the crawfish hole. Five car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line.
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the
five
boondocks.
Car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
you get a line.
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the boondocks.
Five car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
Top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. You could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there, under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days. Her big smile making seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, when I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into. It's something God gives you. And you hold on. Like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, long as all this is here, why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Cody Johnson, Dirt Cheap. 98Q Country. Birthdays, we'll get to your birthdays in just a moment here. If you got somebody, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll do those in a moment here and give away the cake tomorrow. By the way, if you're calling us and you're interested in Minnesota Renaissance Festival tickets, mention that to Brianna at the front desk. We got free tickets to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. It's a little bit of a trip over there, but it's quite a festival south of the Twin Cities over in Shakopee. So if you want to just call us or stop in, We've got some tickets for you. Before we get to our birthdays, we're talking a little golf this morning. We've got Scott Sturgeon in here, who's a golfer and involved out at the Park Falls Country Club with the leagues out there and stuff. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today,
Joel? Hey, we're doing fantastic. Tell you what, my son has been home this summer for the final time, and he's golfed quite a bit out there. We golfed the NCCU event out there. And I just commend all the folks involved with it, because that course is in fantastic shape, and the landscaping that's been added, it really is a diamond course here in the Northwoods, isn't it, Scott?
Absolutely. You know, you got to give a lot of praise to Bob and Aaron and Brian for the greens roll true, the fairways are great, and considering the amount of rain we had this year, there's a lot of other courses I've seen that doesn't look as good as ours. So we're very lucky to have a course like that right now, and yeah, people really, really care about it.
Yeah, it's a fun course to play, and we wanted to bring you in here because we've got kind of the end of the golf league and season big match play event going on. Is the match play, is this something that we just started this year that's kind of unique,
yes,
the match play?
Yep, I just started this year. We got 14 guys in it. We put it together in about 2 weeks, and we're down to finals right now. We got the championship match will be Sunday at 1 o'clock. There's Dale Peterson be playing Brian Eimerman.
Okay.
And third place will be Scott Lustig against Bob Anderson.
All right. And plus, I there's a closest to the pin contest or something you had said too, or
yes.
Yeah.
Old Deer Nutrition sponsored $500 for us after the whole match is done Sunday. Probably gonna be around 4 o'clock. Everybody that played in the tournament, all 14 guys. Someone's going to walk out with $500. It's not like, you know, where you have you get a hole in one, you get a truck. It's whoever is the closest to the pin.
Someone's going to get
a 105-yard shot is going to.
So what hole is that on again, you
it's
said?
It's going to be a 9 right in front of the clubhouse, so you can watch
okay.
it. And
okay.
We're hoping to get a crowd up there to.
So they're shooting up the hill then?
At up the hill, yep.
Oh, up the hill. I'll be in the sand if that counts. Yeah.
Yes.
We had just aim for the railroad ties and hopefully bounce back.
That's right. That's
all
right.
I do.
So
that's awesome. That's a fun event. And this Park Falls Country Club is a very unique country club. It is city owned. Is that right? City owned? Is that a good
yes,
label
I
for
believe
them?
So.
Yeah. So which gives the community an opportunity and the city an opportunity to invest in it and support it. And, you know, times like over the pandemic and stuff like that, there were struggles with it, with members and stuff like that. But, boy, it's really blossoming now, isn't it?
There is. Trying to get a lot of, you know, even more young folks up there. They had a great league this year. I don't know exactly how many teams they've had, but they had like an A and a B league. So there was good numbers in that. I'm starting to see a lot of more youngsters up there playing, and it's good to see because got to have it. I mean, you know, like think $400, $500, you have a membership there and you can play all year, and, you know, beautiful day like today, who doesn't want to be out there golfing?
Yeah, you can golf anytime, and if you get a cart, there's a place for to store it out there too.
Absolutely.
Storage facilities out there. But when it comes to a golf course looking like the Park Falls Country Club does and how well it is, you mentioned it earlier, it comes down to those groundkeepers, the Stelters and Eimerman, you know, their passion to not just do their job, but the passion to make it really beautiful.
Absolutely. Brian's like, he does everything up there. He'll do they just replace some boards on the deck. You know, they're building the new shed because they got more carts up there so we can accommodate more people. Every year seems like they're making improvements, and then Bob Stelter and his wife Erin, the work that they do is it's just unbelievable how good. I golf a lot of courses in the Northwoods, and I would say those greens are as good as anyone.
How hard is the battle every year to prevent Bob from putting purple towels on the ball washers?
It is probably tough, you know.
Being a Viking fan.
Yes, he's a big Viking fan. So, and I always like to tease him a little bit there, but we'll see what the season brings.
Yeah, it's amazing you guys let him hang around as much as you do up there. He's always got a Viking jersey on, doesn't he?
Yes. Matt Vacco, for the pin Sunday, I asked him, I said, hey, I'd like to get up there and maybe help put the pins where they got to be, you know, for the championship flight. And he goes, are you going to be up there at 5 in the morning? I thought, nah, you can go ahead and do it.
You can do that. So that's on Sunday.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, the third place flight to take off, the two guys, the two pairings. And then right after that will be the championship. And then Old Deer Nutrition will be up there. I love, actually, I don't know if you ever had a chance to go in Old Deer Nutrition, but I go in there quite often. And I actually had a little spill with diabetes, and I haven't drank soda, and I love the teas up there. There's no sugar, so
yeah,
it's a pretty healthy drink for me to start the morning off with, and I absolutely just love it. And Jen does so much for the community, too. Like, she didn't think nothing of it about helping out with this golf tournament and doing what we needed to do there. And I know some other events that she's been good for the community. So it's good to have a business like that in town.
Yeah. And like I said before, the Park Falls Country Club is a true treasure here. It's tucked away back there a little bit, so it's not one of those where people drive by a lot. But we talk about on the morning show a lot. You know, number seven to me is the hardest hole, and number nine is the signature hole with that elevated green going up the hill there.
I just heard a story Dan Greenwood told me the other day. There's a young lady that plays college, and they come up here playing all the time, and they specifically come for this course to play number seven. And I guess Dad said, if you can par number seven, you can par any course that you're going to play in college. So
yeah,
it's very challenging from the white tees. I'm going to try to play from the yellows if I could on that hole for sure.
Yeah, and I feel bad for the people that live right there on hole five hole six, I'm sorry. Is hole six the par three?
Yes, the par three.
Yeah, because I brought down their house value several times, yeah, I'm sure. Although I've limited my slice just a little bit, and I haven't been in their yard too much this summer.
Yes,
so.
And that can be some tricky pin placements. I can't wait to see what Bob's going to do for Sunday's match. He likes to put some pin placements in tough spots, and
yeah,
it's Championship Sunday, so why not?
Yeah.
I also like to kind of give a little praise out the Static Actual Electrical. They also donated some money to make this tournament happen, and it's the first year. We, like I said, we have 14 gentlemen that played in it. I know there's 24 talking about doing it next year, so
okay,
it could really turn into something. Del Peterson and Bob Stelter also donated a little bit extra, more than their entry fee, to get in, so it's an exciting thing. I'd love to see some people come up and take a look. You could play in the morning and then watch the match in the afternoon and see who's going to come out victorious.
Yeah, it's fun because, you know, we have the Best Balls and Stuff fundraisers, which are fantastic. We have the league, which is, you know, kind of competitive, but this is kind of that tournament type feel.
Yes,
to it for those who like that, really be competitive in the game of golf and miss that. It's a great opportunity to
right.
do that.
And what I like too about match play is you know, I can go out there and miss a 4-foot putt, and at the end, it just affects my score, and I might think, gee, I wish I didn't do that. But when you're playing match play, Joe, if I'm shooting bogey and I nail a 10-foot putt, and all of a sudden you got to nail that 4-footer to win the hole,
yeah,
there's a little bit different pressure on that shot than
yeah.
It matters. It's per hole. Who wins the hole gets the point. If it's a tie, it's a tie, and I just like that competitiveness.
Yeah, and a snowman on the first hole just buries you 1-0, not by 5 shots, right?
Exactly. And, yeah, and that's the other thing about it. You know, if you go out there like me, I'll go out there and I'll play some par golf, and then all of a sudden I'll have an 8, and then I'll have a 7, mm-hmm. but you can just forget about those two holes and move on. That's the fun part about this tournament.
Yeah, every hole is a new contest. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. All right, so they'll be out there Sunday. If folks want to go up there and watch some good golf and cheer them on, they certainly can do that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing probably, you know, it's after the matches, so probably like 4 o'clock is when the big shootout's going to happen. So
yeah,
if anybody wants to come up there and watch, you'll be able to see right from the clubhouse. Grab yourself a cocktail, watch, and kind of laugh at the ones, I might even be one of them that doesn't hit the green, and, you know, cheer the ones that does hit the green. And I do know, like, summer's slowing down right now. If you want a chance, get out there. There's going to be some openings to play some golf on a great course, and they're going to be wide open. So I'd suggest anybody get up there and give it a try.
Fall golf is some of the best golf, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you get nice cool mornings out there. It is some of the best golf. All right, so that's with the Park Falls Country Club. Scott, we thank you so much for taking time to come in and update us on what's going on. Appreciate
yes, thank
it.
You. Maybe we'll see you up there Sunday.
You betcha. All right, let's get some outdoor news because we missed this earlier. Then we'll come back with all the birthdays.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced a new online tool for analyzing water quality on state lakes and streams. I'll tell you how you can access it when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR recently released the Wisconsin Water Explorer, a web-based tool that can help Badger State residents address concerns about the quality of water in their local lakes or rivers. The Wisconsin Water Explorer tool promises to make scientific data analysis more accessible to the general public. The tool provides insights into current conditions and trends through graphs, maps, and automated reports. The Wisconsin Water Explorer tool consolidates several water quality mechanisms into one platform. Using it, Citizen Lake Monitoring Network volunteers can now access and share automated reports summarizing data from their respective water bodies. The new tool is available on the DNR website. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wisconsin Water Explorer. Citizens interested in participating in water quality monitoring in their area are encouraged to join the DNR's Citizen Lake Monitoring Network or become a Water Action Volunteer. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
And the Outdoor
Learn more at outdoornews.com.
All right, Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services. Let's get you updated on the news, and we'll come back with all of our local and celebrity birthdays and anniversaries.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, taking center stage and thanking his family. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz last night accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president.
Hope, Gus, and Gwen, you are my entire world, and I love you.
Former President Bill Clinton was also there, noting he's now 78 years old.
And the only personal vanity I want to assert is I'm still younger than Donald Trump.
Tonight, Kamala Harris accepts the nomination and delivers her speech. Quiet on the rails. Both of Canada's national rail companies have shut out nearly 10,000 workers, conductors, engineers, dispatchers. Those freight lines carry $750 million worth of goods every day, as well as commuters in big Canadian cities. The last body of the six still missing after the Italian super yacht sinking this weekend, located but not yet brought to the surface. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding. Well,
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruill was killed in June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumet, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. About 3 weeks ago, local Phillips High School teacher Trinity Peshko won the title of Czech Slovak Queen USA. We spoke with her about the event, her feelings on it, and how she feels about having the chance to show more of the culture.
The event itself was just absolutely amazing. It was wonderful going down to Nebraska, being able to compete at the national pageant, and I was just so honored and shocked and amazed and just super, super happy when I found out that I won Queen. And now that I've been Queen for, gosh, about 3 weeks now, I'm just super excited for the year ahead, and I can't wait to start attending events around the country.
This full interview and an article will be available online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brumet, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers' A.J. Dillon with a neck injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big. Only because you never know if this is my last time playing for them or what. So it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The confrontation on the field was balls and strikes in the neck.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons, the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neisser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
All right, some birthdays. Happy birthday to, I believe it's Barb Herbst, who's celebrating a birthday yesterday. I came in a little bit late, so Barb, family, friends, wish you a happy day, and I hope it was a good one for you. If you're celebrating here on this 22nd day of August, you share it with my brother Mark, who lives over in the Osceola area, is celebrating a birthday that is always and will be a couple of years older than me, the youngest of the four. So happy birthday to my brother Mark. Also, Richard Armitage, the English actor from The Hobbit trilogy, Alice Through Looking Glass, and many others, is 53. We've got, if I see a name and I'm not sure how to pronounce it, I've never heard of him, then I just kind of roll right over it. So we'll go... We'll go with, I'll just let you inside the morning show, the back workings of the morning show. Ty Burrell, the actor from TV's Modern Family, The Incredible Hulk, and others, celebrating a 57th birthday today. Myla Mason, the country singer, is 61 today. She had a song, what was it, Wild Horses? Was that the song that she had when she was very, very young? And she never, I mean... As far as airplay goes and stuff, she never really turned into a, you know, like a huge star. Was that Wild Horses? Now I'm intrigued. Now I can't go any further without knowing, and I won't know because it's not bringing it up. So Myla Mason is 61 today. Colin Ray, country singer, is 64. He's had a real nice career. Holly Dunn, same thing. The sister of Nashville songwriter Chris Waters, and she went on to have a lot of hit songs, like You Really Had Me Going. She retired from the music industry back in 2003, and she passed away from ovarian cancer back in 2016. Holly Dunn, born on this day, 1957. Cindy Williams, the actress, she played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley. We lost her just in January of last year. She was in American Graffiti also. So Cindy Williams, Shirley from Laverne and Shirley, born on this day. David Chase, the TV writer, director, and producer, worked on The Rockford Files. That was a good show. And Northern Exposure, 79 for David Chase today. Bill Parcells, the former Giant, Patriot, Jet, Cowboy coach, nicknamed the Tuna, now an ESPN analyst. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2013. I still think he does some stuff, doesn't he? Analytics. He's 83 today, Bill Parcells. Valerie Harper, given as little as 3 months to live by her doctors back in 2013 when she announced that she had lung cancer. The TV actress from Mary Tyler Moore and Rhoda, she was Rhoda, and others. Had a courageous 4-week stint on Dancing with the Stars. She continued on for several years after that diagnosis. Finally passed away in 2019. Valerie Harper, born on this day, Rhoda. And Carl Yastrzemski, Yaz, his son, is playing in the majors. He's doing okay. Carl Yastrzemski, Boston Red Sox, part of the, it was the, when the Reds played the Red Sox back in the late 70s. Yaz, just the name alone, because we couldn't figure out how to say it. There are a lot of Z's and all that stuff in there. He's still going. The Yaz, Carl Yastrzemski, celebrating an 85th birthday today.
Heckman Auction at State Sales in Phillips, Wisconsin presents a fantastic opportunity to bid on a 1,430 square foot home with attached 1.5 car garage, workshop, and storage shed on 3.4 acres in Kenan, Wisconsin. Online bidding starts and ends Wednesday, August 28th. Preview the 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath home this Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at W10465 Highway 8, Kenan. For details, visit HeckmanAuction.com or download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
98Q Country.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great.
Great. It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it. 98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss. Sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after slipping out your high-end shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe. From the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. I'd be tossing and turning all night, babe. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after slipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't stay without you. The night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling in the bed after slipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Yeah, no matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
Brett Young at EAQ Country, Sleep Without You. All right, I got a place for you to grab a little bite to eat today, whether it's lunch, whether it's supper, whether it's just a snack in the afternoon. If a third-pound hamburger is considered a snack for you, I'm not judging. The Park Falls Knights of Columbus are fundraiser today. Now, they've done this in the past, and it's been wildly successful. And you guys have supported it. All the money they raise through the Knights of Columbus goes back into the kids' scholarships. Fantastic. So they're serving 11 to 5 today at the Dollar General parking lot. Third-pound burgers. You do a little brat with a kraut on there. You can do a ballpark prank if you like. And I'm sure they can chip you and soda you and water you up there, all that good stuff. So they're doing that today from 11 to 5, the Park Falls Knights of Columbus, right at the Dollar General. So if you're working around the area, if you're visiting the area, great place to go support. Again, whether it's lunch or supper or just maybe in the middle of the afternoon, you want to go grab a hot dog, or if you just want to stop by and drop a couple bucks into the bin there for the Knights of Columbus. All goes for the kids for scholarships. Another community reminder just for you from 98Q Country.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell
Vice President Harris keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
The hunt is on at Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. Right now, get 40% off all Scentlock, Trail Crest, and Game Hide clothing. Plus, 40% off in-stock lacrosse, Danner, Red Wing, and dry shod boots and shoes. Save big on archery, fishing, boating, and camping accessories. Buy a new stump blind and receive a $300 gift card for store use, excluding guns and ammo. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin. Hurry! Sale ends September 1st. Excludes Big Bill and Stormy Cromer.
With Labor Day savings at the Home Depot, you can upgrade your home with up to $1,500 off select appliances from top brands like Whirlpool. Enhance your kitchen with quality and convenience from Whirlpool, like the freestanding electric range with built-in air fryer and the tall tub dishwasher with third rack, all available at the Home Depot. Right now, shop Labor Day savings up to $1,500 off select appliances at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Pricing valid August 22nd through September 11th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris makes her big speech tonight as she accepts the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Her vice presidential nominee, Governor Tim Walz from Minnesota, introduced himself to the convention and talked a little about Project 2025 last night, a conservative plan to overhaul the federal government.
They spent a lot of time pretending they know nothing about this. But look, I coached high school football long enough to know, and trust me on this, when somebody takes the